Welcome to BizHaps, a show where entrepreneurs tell quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. Be sure to follow us and subscribe on Apple or Spotify so you don't miss another episode. My name is Ana Gonzalez, and I'm your host. Through my work with entrepreneurs over the years, we've seen our fair share of big wins and tough losses. Sometimes they're funny, and sometimes they're painful, but they always teach us the lessons we need to learn, whether we're ready or not. This show was made to honor those little stories that helped us take big steps forward. BizHaps is brought to you by Factor One. If you are an entrepreneur and want to grow your business fast, we install a simple framework that can inject quick cash into your business in as little as 7 days. And we've got a proven track record in over 30 different industries. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io. Today's guest is Anne Raju. Anne Raju is the CEO of Virtufully. She's a passionate advocate for empowering female entrepreneurs, from navigating the demands of motherhood to founding her virtual assistance agency, and is dedicated to helping women thrive in both their personal and professional lives. She is going to share a biz hack about her business model pivot. Anne, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Hi, thank you so much, Anna. So yes, basically, at the time of recording, 5 months ago, I was ready to burn it all down, close my business, go back to corporate. I was tired, I was burned out, exhausted, fed up, all the things. I actually went on holiday back to my family in Germany, took a little bit of a step back from the whole business thing, and had a light bulb moment, really. Listened to myself, was really stuck in this situation that my business wasn't going the way I wanted it to go. It wasn't going the way I wanted it for several years. I had put so much effort, sweat, blood, tears into it, but it just wasn't getting anywhere. And I realized that I was clinging on to something that I envisioned, an idea that I loved, but it just wasn't probably the right idea. So got some clarity around what I really want in life and how I want my business to look. Definitely knew I didn't want to push as much as I was pushing. I wanted to be Anne, who is, you know, fun and to adventurous, and who, you know, who shows up as a really positive person, which I wasn't at that point anymore. And so I decided to let go of the part in my business that I was most passionate about. So it was a really tough decision because I love that part so very much. And I knew I was really good at it, but it just wasn't happening for me. In hindsight, I probably know why. But the point of the story is that after I let go of that part, I think 2 months later, maybe even just 6 months, 6 weeks later, I had the best month in my business since I started, which by then was 3.5 years ago. So my business was 3.5 years old. And a month and a half after I decided to let go of that part that I was clinging onto, I had the best month ever. And for me, that was just incredible because all I did was shift focus, got clarity, and continued to do what I was doing, but from that point that I was loving it again.
Oh.
You know, I was back to Anne, who had fun in her business, Anne who was positive, and it just felt really good again, whereas all these months and years before, it felt like really hard work and grinding and pushing and all of that. So that's the story that I wanted to share.
Wow, thank you so much. This is a great story. Well, number one, I'm dying to know what you were clinging on that you had to let go. But what I take away from this, and you can share that if you want, but what I take away with this about this is that sometimes we latch onto something and we're like, no, this has to work. This has to work. This has to work. And then we don't realize that maybe, yes, that was the start of something, but we have to move on in order to continue to growing that maybe in a different direction. Or maybe, okay, I did this and this has to work, but guess what? Yes, this was like the trampoline that will take me somewhere else, wherever I want to go, in a different way that I didn't think of. So I have to let go.
Exactly. Exactly. I think for me, really what came to light, and that's all in hindsight, which is also incredible because when you're in the midst of it, you don't see it, you don't realize it. But in hindsight, I really understood that I was just pushing, and no one wants to work with someone who pushes, isn't it? Like someone who is really like hanging on to it for dear life is not probably exuding the right energy to work with in the first place. But also, I realized there was a lot of resistance. So what I'm doing now as in my virtual assistant agency, this has been suggested, recommended, brought to me since the start of my business. People had said, this is what you should be doing. And I was resisting it. I don't want to do that. And I think really realizing the resistance, there was a lot of fear to it. Fear of, I mean, now I manage people, fear of managing people, fear of not being able to give them the work that they need from me to feed their families, fear of not being a good enough leader, that kind of thing. And I think this is like a push for the other bit of the business because that was just about me, not necessarily anyone in the team. But the fear in the end, when we lean into it, it's also equally possibility. That's something that I only understood in hindsight for me. Fear was like, no, don't go there, resistance, don't want to do it, don't touch that. But I think in hindsight, really is, as an entrepreneur, it's a signal that something is there. Look further.
Well, fear can go both ways. Like fear of what if I can't make this? What if I'm not good at it? What if I'm not good enough? Or fear of, oh, what if I succeed?
That's, yeah.
And then I will have a bigger problem. Thank you so much
Exactly.
for sharing your story. And
Yeah.
so tell me, who do you serve and how can those people find you?
Yeah, so I help female entrepreneurs mainly to really find the I don't want to call it the work-life balance, but really that sweet spot between being incredibly productive, but also having a wonderful life full of fun, adventure, and all the good stuff. And I share that in my Peaceful Productivity Letter, and I would invite everyone to join. It's a weekly newsletter where I share some really fun, quick tips that can be implemented easily. You can subscribe on anraju.com or find me on LinkedIn. I have the newsletter there as well, and I would love to connect, Anraju.
Love it. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Anraju, for coming on and sharing her story about how she pivoted her business model. If you've got a BizHub of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhubs.com and we'll put you on the calendar. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One BizHub a day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder, if you're looking for help leveling up your business, go to factorone.io. See you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.